Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, and this is FCC News Bites for March 23rd, 2015. Today, the Federal Communications Commission intends to fine WDBJ Television in Roanoke, Virginia, $325,000, and that was for broadcasting graphic and sexually explicit material during the station's evening newscast. The FCC's Enforcement Bureau investigated viewers' complaints that WDBJ aired a news report that included graphic sexual images that were taken from adult film website in the report, and this enforcement action would be the highest fine that the commission has ever taken for a single indecent broadcast on one station. Our action here sends a clear signal that there are severe consequences for TV stations airing sexually explicit images when children are likely to be watching, said Travis LeBlanc, the FCC's Enforcement Bureau. The Enforcement Bureau investigated complaints surrounding a WDBJ news story about a former adult film star who had joined a local volunteer rescue squad. The investigation found that station staff obtained a sexually explicit video clip from an adult film website and broadcast those explicit images in the news report that aired at approximately 6 p.m. on July 12, 2012. The commission's enforcement action alleges that the broadcasts of such explicit sexual content violated federal laws prohibiting the broadcast of indecent programming, and the commission plans to fine WDBJ $325,000, the maximum available penalty. Currently, it's a violation of federal law to air indecent programming from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. when there's reasonable risk that children may be in the audience. Now, the FCC defines broadcast indecency as language or material that in context depicts or describes in terms patently offensive as measured by contemporary community standards for the broadcast medium, sexual or excretory organs or activities. If you want more information on the FCC's policies on indecent programming, you can visit them online at www.fcc.gov, and a copy of the Notice of Apparent Liability of Forfeiture is also available at fcc.gov. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time on the next edition of FCC News Bites right here on APN, the Avaya Podcast Network.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. Our program and creative director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.
The preceding content is copyrighted by the Avaya Podcast Network. Broadcast or retransmission is permitted with attribution. Your actual mileage may vary. Batteries are not included. I'm a professional announcer on a closed course. Do not try this at home.